We are now getting our hands on the first listen to Broadway's versions of Tupac Shakur's musical. The people behind Holler If You Hear Me let us get a small snippet of what the musical will sound like.
I tell ya, mess with the best, so the best gonna help ya. Scream if you feel me, see it clearly. Holler if you hear me.
Hard, tell you to hear it. The rebel, hard, tell you to hear it.
You hear me.
That's kind of strange.
It makes me want to go outside and just smack somebody.
I thought it was going to be, I guess I was thinking more like opera in my imagination. I guess I created like
that
a holler
been,
if you hear me.
That would have been worse. I don't think it.
Well, I don't know what I expected it to
just
sound like,
spoken,
but it wasn't that.
Spoken word.
Holler if you hear me.
Spoken word.
I don't
word.
Know, but like that just sounds like, oh, that, I don't.
Spoken word. That's.
That made me uncomfortable.
I didn't like it.
The musical will feature Broadway versions of Tupac's California Love and Unconditional Love. While Pac's music will be the center of the play, it will not revolve around Tupac's life. Instead, the musical will tell a story about family, friendship, and love. The New York Palace Theater will begin previewing Holler If You Hear Me this week. And if you want ticket information, we'll put it up on our website, MyClovisPower.com.
How's he not going to talk about his life when it's all this music?
Well, here's the thing. If that's how the music's going to sound, they probably should.
Mm-hmm.
But Afeni Shakur is on board for this. His mother gave them the green light to do it. A video of Justin Bieber using the N-word made public by a UK tabloid on Saturday. The video was reportedly shot back in 2011 during a documentary that Justin Bieber had called Never Say Never. Well, in it, Justin Bieber, I guess, is saying, "Why are black people so afraid of chainsaws?" And then he uses a punchline to that joke with the N-word 5 times. So Justin Bieber issued an apology, and he says that he's very sorry. He was 15, you know, when he made that mistake. He said it was childish and inexcusable. And he also says that as a young man, he didn't understand the power of certain words. And now he sees that his actions are continuing the ignorance, and he apologizes to everyone who was offended.
This bull. I really don't even think he should. I mean, apologize. Something he did 5 years ago, and he was a kid. But this boy that he's saying he doesn't understand the power of words, he understood the power of words. He just didn't think he'd be this famous.
This is a PR person who
sent
this out.
He did not think he'd be this famous, so all this is bull. And, I mean.
But he had to acknowledge it.
The kid's a jerk anyway, so, I mean, it's whatever.
Chris Brown is reportedly out of jail. Rumor has it that Breezy was released early this morning after being sentenced to over 130 days in a Los Angeles jail. Apparently, he got credit for 116 days that he spent in rehab and another 59 days behind bars. So, no word, no one's seen any pictures yet. Maybe he's going to get out and stay really low-key. Hope that he's going to be out for good, though.
He should have just took a first picture, like, when he came out. He should have took, like, a first picture.
If he's the same old Chris Brown, he'll tweet in a little while and then delete it. So, yeah. Let's all stalk our Twitters.